secret spot. Drink from a bottle of vodka in the closet. We'll lock the door and turn off the light. Just tell me if you want to. I wanna be fun to be around. We can get messed up on some pills I found. All the worst mistakes make all the best stories. You know I've had enough, but I wanted more. Stand a chance in this cruel world. Oh, no, I don't stand a chance in this cruel world. If you think it's bad, it's only gonna get worse. Tell me how my night will always end. I wanted to black out with some Velcro friends. We could slow it down and stay inside, but no one ever wants to. Start again. I'm waiting for something to happen, but I don't stand a chance in this cruel world. But I don't stand a chance in this cruel world. Oh no, no, I don't stand a chance in this cruel world. If you think it's bad now, it's only gonna get worse.
Welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 335. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things off this week with a track by The Noise FM. That song is called Waiting for Something to Happen, and it's on the band's album Attraction, which came out back in January of 2014 on The Record Machine. The band is based out of Chicago, but they have deep roots in Kansas City. I like that track the best on the album. It's got a nice power pop feel to it, not quite the electronic sheen that the rest of the album has that just kind of leaves me a little cold. The band themselves, very fun live. And that's kind of what we're here to talk about. It's a different podcast this week. I'm just not running you through the albums I picked out, playing my favorite songs. Instead, I've got a guest in the studio, and we're going to be talking about Apocalypse Meow. I've got Rhonda Lyon here. Hello, Rhonda. Thank you for joining us today.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Tell me about Apocalypse Meow.
Apocalypse Meow is now an annual benefit for the Midwest Music Foundation. It started out in 2008 when our founder, Abigail Henderson, was diagnosed with breast cancer. And her friends and family kind of rallied to do a big benefit for her. And we called it Apocalypse Meow because Abby really liked cats and had kind of a quirky habit of saying meow on stage. And we were Abigail's army and we were F cancer, so it kind of had the whole motif of Apocalypse Now was kind of the logo and everything. From that moment forward, Abby kind of swore she was going to give back to the music community in Kansas City that helped her, so she started the Midwest Music Foundation, and Apocalypse Meow became an annual benefit to help other musicians suffering medical emergencies. Abby sadly passed in 2013. So we've renamed the fund Abby's Fund for Musicians Healthcare. And the proceeds from this benefit will go to that fund. And if a musician breaks their leg or is in the hospital, they could apply for a grant and we'll help them out with their rent or something like that. Because most musicians don't have insurance, or if they do, that doesn't cover everything.
Okay. Well, I want to dig into a little more about the mission and the vision, but let's talk about right off the bat, the benefit. This happens when?
This year, it's going to be 3 days. We've kind of extended it. We're going to start off Friday, November 6th, down at the Record Bar with Chris Meck and the Guilty Birds, Amy Farrand and the Like, which is Amy Farrand's new band. This will be, I think, their first show. And Drop a Grand, who's really fun. They wear costumes and are pretty crazy. So it should be a fun night down there. Saturday, we have a free show at Mills Record Company, and that'll have Berwanger and Schwervon, who are both really fun bands. And then Sunday is kind of the main event down at Knuckleheads. We'll be using all three stages. We have 8 bands. We have silent auctions, raffles. And we're going to start off, since it is on a Sunday, around 5 and hoping to wind things down by midnight. But we have Kangaroo Knife Fight, The Westerners, Me Like Bees, The Noise FM, Yes You Are, Federation of Horsebearer, and Sarah Morgan and Jessica Page on the lineup for that.
All right. Well, for those Too Much Rock listeners that are just used to rock shows and little else, and little else but music on the podcast, let's jump into some of these bands that'll be playing. You mentioned Drop a Grand, and they are loads and loads of fun. They are currently working on an album. It's not out yet, but this is a song that'll surely make it to that album. It's called Sucking Corporate Cock.
Environment. Stop.
as a wake-up jolt for you. That is Federation of Horsepower with the song The Tijuana Upholstery Job. That is on their EP Hermanos de Sangre that came out May of 2014. Released that as an EP themselves, band out of Kansas City, Missouri, that have been around a very long time, and its members have been around even longer. They live in the happy intersection of Molly Hatchet and Motorhead, and they might be the only band there, but they rule that. And they rule that with a big bottle of whiskey. Before that, we heard from Drop a Grand with the song Sucking Corporate Cock. Again, an unreleased track, but that'll definitely be on their forthcoming album that they're finishing up now. Both bands will be playing the Apocalypse Meow, and that's what we're here to talk about. I've got Rhonda still in the studio here with me. You mentioned a little bit earlier about what the Midwest Music Foundation does and how it is able to help artists. Can you give me a little more information about the vision and what the mission really is?
Our overall mission is basically just to support musicians in any way we can to help them make being a musician a viable career. So we do a lot of promotion. One thing we do is we take a bunch of artists down to South By each year. And we have what's called Midcoast Takeover, and it's grown to a 4-day, 2-stage showcase, about 100 bands. And most of them are from the Kansas City, Lawrence, Midwest area. We throw a few national acts in there. But basically, this just gives them an opportunity to play on a national stage, maybe some of the younger bands to help them plan a tour. We always encourage them to book their way down to Austin, not just drive 12 hours for a 30-minute set. But it just kind of helps them to get, you know, shown on a national stage. And I think it's brought some attention between that and Middle of the Map and some of the local festivals that Kansas City really has an amazing music community here and just some of the artists, and they're starting to get some attention nationally now. So kind of getting out of Kansas City and the whole world's kind of finding out our little secret that we have here.
Okay. You mentioned showing up at Middle of the Map. Where else might we find the Midwest Music Foundation around town?
We are all over. It seems like we've had an event almost every weekend, either that we do or we're providing volunteer support for. We were really active in Folk Alliance International. It's been in Kansas City. This will be its third year in 2016. We're planning to have a Kansas City contingent for that. Westport Roots Festival, Crossroads Music Festival, Boulevardia. This was our second year down there slinging beer in the bottoms, and that's been a lot of fun having the local bands on that festival. So we just anywhere we can to just promote Kansas City music.
Well, I definitely see you just about everywhere I go. Like you said, you're everywhere and every weekend, but always there with a table somewhere spreading information about how you're able to help artists. And for me, that's one of the interesting things I've learned about the Midwest Music Foundation is I knew kind of the Abbey's Fund world the musician aid that way. And I thought, well, that's excellent. And this is a very important topic. But understanding all the other ways that you help and encourage music, combining that is an interesting mission. All right, I'm going to jump back into another track here. Let's play a track from Lawrence's Westerners. They'll be playing on Sunday, right?
Yes.
This song is called Broken Bells.
And if you said devil was after me, I'd say it's nice to be wanted by somebody. I can't go back, can't just change my mind. I'm living half a day at a time. Ooh. Ooh.
that's a nice set there, ending off with Chris Meck and the Guilty Birds with the song Brave and Reckless. That is from the band's self-titled EP. I think Chris calls that a demo, or at least says it probably should be. They're working on a new album that will be out soon, but that came out in March, and it's a pretty good representation of where that band is and how they're starting to gel. Definitely a band that you should check out and check out at the Apocalypse Meow benefit, and that's what we're here talking about today. I've got Rhonda here with me, and she's talking about Midwest Music Foundation, everything they do for the bands in Kansas City. We've heard a little bit about the mission and how that works. How do people get involved?
Well, we're always looking for volunteers. There's a link on MidwestMusicFound.org is our website, or they could contact me, Rhonda, at MidwestMusicFound.org. Like I say, we have a lot of events that we provide volunteer support for at Crossroads. I think we needed like 80 volunteers. So we're always looking for new people. If a musician does need help, the grant application is in the Apocalypse Meow section. There's several places where you can apply for a grant there on the website.
And what if a band is looking for some kind of these additional services, these guidances, or say, you know, they've been approached, they're looking for maybe advice around publishing or those sort of things. Do you offer any of those services?
We have a resources section where we have links. You know, being a volunteer organization with, you know, just a few people that are working full time on it, we're not able to do a lot of that. But we do usually, if we can't help, we know who can. We also do have some educational events. We've done a legal boot camp for musicians. We've worked with Nick Carswell of Silly Goose over in Lawrence and had a mix master session over there with, you know, booking and promotions and different things. So we've worked a little bit on the education, but if you go to our resources section, we have a bunch of links in there.
I think even better than going to that website, can they just approach you this weekend?
Yes, if they come out. So I may be running around like crazy, but Friday or Saturday night won't be so busy, and definitely happy to share what I can and get a card and contact you after the event if I'm too busy the night of. But yes, I'll be around all weekend. And Sandra Freeman is one of our other, she does most of our booking. And so she's kind of more in the trenches out at the shows than I am.
So remind us, what are the dates and the locations again?
Friday, November 6th is at Record Bar. We'll be kicking things off around 9:30 down there. Saturday is a free show at Mills. We'll start off around 7. And then Sunday, we're going to start off early for the people that have to work on Monday. And we'll kick things off at Knuckleheads around 5.
Oh, thank you very much. We are about out of time here. Let me go ahead and wrap some things up, let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 335. I've been your host, Sid Souter. I've had Rhonda Line here with me from the Midwest Music Foundation, giving us excellent information about that group and especially the Apocalypse Meow concert coming up November 6th, 7th, and 8th. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media outlets, including Twitter, at Sid Much Rock. We're going to skip the concert calendar this week and skip the things on the website. We've got too much going on this week and don't want to give you too much information to confuse you on these things. And, well, I get confused easily as well. So let's end things here with a track from a band playing Sunday. A band with a lot of buzz around them, and I think a lot of people are anxious to see them. They've got more buzz than shows, and I think it's a good place to be if you're a band. The band is called Yes You Are. The song I'm going to play is called World Without End, and it is not late released. I know they're working on recordings, and we don't know when we're going to get that album, so seeing them live, that's the only way you're going to experience this band. Enjoy them very much. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week.
To leave.